province. And abstracts of Old 96 in the Abbeville District Wills and Bonds, where they check that. Now that's the Taylor and
Taylor
side. So then there was William then Henry Leland was next. He was born in Due West, South Carolina, and then the family moved to Tipton County, Tennessee. And he's the one that graduated in 1847 from Erskine, and then went on to a theological seminary also at Due West. It's probably not in existence anymore. Erskine College still is. Mm-hmm. And he was a preacher. And Margaret Hurst was his wife. And she was born in Greenwood, South Carolina. Then his son, of course, was William Mason Murphy, which was my grandfather, one of his sons. And then my father, of course, was Everett Mason Murphy, who was born at Brighton, Tennessee in 1891 and died in 1967. Did you see that school thing of my grandmother's?
Yeah, I did. That's interesting. You couldn't have fun at all, could you?
Nothing.
It looks like something you'd buy in a novelty shop, doesn't it?
I know. That's nothing. Mm. You all attend church in Fayetteville?
Every other Easter.
When you do what you're
Methodist. Methodist. Central Methodist.
Central United.
Methodist.
United.
You're both Methodist?
Yes.
Right. Before we were married, isn't that something? Neither one of us had to change.
And you said you were how old?
52.
52. And Mrs. Murphy is?
51. Galloping towards 52.
So you went to public schools here in Fayetteville?
Yes.
And you went to the University of Arkansas?
Yes.
Got your undergraduate degree?
I took the short course. As soon as I got enough hours, I didn't get a degree.
I went
directly into law school.
Oh, didn't know you could do that.
You can't now, but right after the war you could.
There's only 3 years in law school.
Yeah, so I got what is now called a Juris Doctorate in 5 years.
Right. Let's see. Well, what was the degree back then? Was it a Bachelor of Laws?
LLB, yes. Right.
And Mrs. Murphy, did you?